You're listening to Speak Free with Simon O'Connor, right here on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
Well, we turn now to our community gem of the week. His name is Gavin Hawke. He's based in Canterbury there in Christchurch, and he set up an organisation or a group called Himara Kai. Gavin, welcome to the show.
Morning.
Hey, I'm going to throw the broad question to the start. Obviously, the word Kai gives us a hint, and I've done my research, but for listeners, tell them what Himara Kai is all about and what you're involved with.
Well, it's a block of land that's a red zone. It's 2,000 square metres, and up until 2.5 years ago, it was regularly mown by the council, three sections, not used, and now it is a permaculture garden, which is basically a self-sustaining garden, which eventually will require very little work. And the idea is that, you know, you nurture nature into producing food without too much input. So it's all no dig. And, you know, we collect seeds and we broadcast seeds and we put a lot of compost on, we make a lot of compost. And it's just an area where I suppose a third of it is in food and a third of it is paths and then there's a building on it. And, you know, the idea is that we want a place where people can come and enjoy the garden, forage some, you know, some greens or some carrots or pumpkins or something, and put a wee bit back into the community by maybe doing a bit of weeding, maybe helping out with a bit of composting. Just a place to get back to nature, I suppose. It's not botanic gardens. You know, there is no straight lines. There is weeds everywhere, and you know the definition of a weed is a plant growing in the wrong place, and. Yeah. You know, a lot of the weeds out there, people come, oh, I need to pull that up. No. I eat the chickweed. I'll eat the fennel. I'll eat the New Zealand wild spinach. And we'll eat the miner's lettuce and the dandelion. But, yeah, we really only have twitch as our main weed. It's just a nice place to be. You know, people turn up there and they might just sit in the shelter and read a book, or they may just walk around the garden with the kids, or, you know, we have the odd school group walking through. We've had Forest and Bird here with their young organisation doing some planting and demonstrating hugelkultur, making compost. Yeah, it's just a way of getting really right back to the roots of nature. You know, the whole garden, I think, we haven't really spent any money on it at all. People say, "Oh, we need to set up a, you know, like a bit of a way of fundraising." I said, "Well, what do you need the money for?" Oh, and yeah, you know, there's no need, because all of the compost we make is using waste products, whether it's cafe scraps or horse manure or neighbors' garden clippings or green bins or coffee grinds, the seeds, just about all of them now are seeds that we've harvested from the site, or a lot of times we just let things go to seed and they distribute themselves. So, yeah, it's a way of growing food, growing a garden without costing anything. Yeah, so that's
great. Yeah. Oh, look, says me, the moment, don't get me wrong, it's going to be your and the team's decision, but the moment you start chasing money and grants, it actually can almost pervert, for want of a better word, the intention of what you're trying to do, which is just wholesome and in the ground. So quite a number of volunteers, I assume, have built up since you started this a couple of years ago.
Well, no, we don't have a lot of volunteers. And I mean, that's fine, because the whole idea is we don't want this garden to be a chore. You know, there is no monthly, weekly working bee. We have, you know, people walk in and they help out for half an hour here, do a bit of weeding and walk out. There is no routine, and people are never obliged to help. You know, it's just an honesty thing. If you want to pick some vegetables and you can't help, that's fine. Pick some vegetables. You know, there is such an abundance of food that we can grow that requires very little effort. If you walk around at the moment, you know, there's seedlings everywhere. There's carrots just growing wildly everywhere. There's spinach and there's kale and there's lettuce. And then we've just started throwing some, you know, sunflower seeds around, putting some pumpkin seeds in, wild potatoes all over the place. I mean, but it's just designed to, you know, people relax, I suppose. You know, you don't have to come and work.
So is that sort of part of the philosophy is that part of the philosophy not to be ordered, you know? And I think of probably my OCD, Gavin, that, you know, you have the potatoes here and that here. I mean, is that sort of part, you mentioned, it sounds German to me, Hügel culture?
Yeah. So out there, there's probably 50 raised beds. Now, they're all surrounded with driftwood that we've got from the beach, so that's all free. But what originally we did is we dig a hole, we remove the topsoil, we fill it with logs, driftwood and old rotten logs, put the soil back on top, then put compost on top of that. So what happens is you have a decomposing material that will fertilise your garden and also will react as a soak, so you won't have to water as much. So it's just I think it's called Hügel culture, mound culture, I think, but basically just getting material that rots down, burying it in your garden, covering it with soil, covering it with compost, and away you go. That's pretty simple.
Brilliant. Yeah. Well, it's obviously something people can learn from you as well, because I'm assuming this is all organic. There's no sprays or anything. You're just letting nature be nature and self-seeding.
Yes. Yeah.
So what drove you to do this? I mean, by the way, I think it's marvelous. As someone who likes to garden, I'm not necessarily any good at it, but I like to garden. But what drove you to do this? What was the motivation?
A couple of things. I realise we're in a situation in our world now where we need, food. We need to grow our own food. So we don't want to be reliant on supermarkets or governments we want to be our own destiny. So if we can grow our own food, that we've got so much control over our lives. Also, we have I was looking at this bit of land for years going, oh, this is just a waste. They're mowing this. And it's just grass. And we have a lot of this red zone in Christchurch where it's just been mown. And there is a procedure we have to go through with the council to get approval, and it does take a bit. But the councils, once you prove that you've done it, they go, well, that's pretty good. You know, and I would like this to be opened up a lot of places. You know, it is difficult to get people's head around the fact that just let things grow a bit, you know. It doesn't really matter if there's weeds here and there, because next year, you know, what you've maybe you planted in natives. And, you know, in a couple of years, everything natives will come through it and the weeds won't matter. Sorry, really sidetracking you.
No, but we are a weed obsessed country.
Oh, absolutely. I know. And it is great that you can have a garden with, you know, I walk out and there's fantails everywhere. There's a kingfisher that comes in. There's worms galore. You can peel back any soil. It's all no dig. So we just lay our compost on top and it's full of worms. Yeah, millions and millions of worms. So they do all the work for us.
No dig, excuse my ignorance because I'm using spades all the time. I mean, you literally don't have spades. You're just going to – no, I'm now going to display my ignorance. So what do you mean by no dig? Literally, there's not a spade to be seen.
Well, apart from the initial digging the trench, you don't need to dig again. So, because you just layer. You just keep putting compost on top. You know, if I've got a raised bed out there they're not that raised, you know, they're only 20 centimetres, and it gets too much twitch in it, I will cover it with compost and then start again and eventually plant things that will smother the twitch. So whether it's pumpkins or silver beet or maybe it's just a few natives in the corner. So no dig is all about not disturbing the soil, letting all the fungi and the microorganisms and the worms and everything else live their lives without us disturbing them. You want a garden where you don't even need a trowel, because if you plant things, you just want to push your hand into the soil. And I've seen amazing gardens like this where you can literally bury your arm in the soil and it's all free and it's never been touched. So you don't walk on these beds. They're all only about 2 meters wide at the most. You weed from the outside. No Dig is quite a different philosophy. People turn up, so I want to come and help. What tools do I bring with all? Yeah, you don't need to bring tools. So yeah,
just your hands.
Yeah, your hands. Or maybe I've got one of these little Japanese little sickle things, you know, very small. And they're just, if there's a big rank bit of grass, we'll cut it with that. But, yeah, you don't want to pull plants out either, because you better just cut the top off, cover it, because you want everything in the soil to remain as it is. Yeah, it's like a forest. You go to any native bush and you put your arm in the soil, see how deep you can go and look what's in there. It's all full of rotten down material and bugs and microorganisms and fungi and that's what we want to create, the same sort of thing, but in a garden that grows food. And you know, we try and grow food. We grow food for the worms as well, and we also grow flowers. We grow food and we treat the soil with stuff that, you know, soil and compost, rotten down material that helps the worms, and we also grow for the birds and, you know, the flowers and yeah. So it's not just about food.
I just think it just says me, the amateur here, now feeling very embarrassed, because if you ever came to my home, you'd find you definitely need spades and all sorts of things. But it's just clearly an engagement with nature. So, I mean, particularly for people in Christchurch, where do they find you? So if people want to come and help, how do they track you down in the best sense of that phrase, Gavin?
Well, we're on Wakefield Ave, so 119 Wakefield Ave. It's about a kilometre from the centre of Sumner. So just before Van Ash, it's on the left-hand side. You can't miss it. You'll just see this area with a lot of cabbage trees and natives on the side. And then side, you'll see lots of flowering. At the moment, lots of yellow flowers from kale, white flowers from radish. And, yeah, just looks like a whole lot of garden. But it's not in straight lines, of course. It just looks rambling garden.
Which is great. Look, it says me there's something to be said about it. I'm someone who appreciates the real formal gardens that you see in Europe, but there's actually just something much more calming, I find, for just a garden that just rambles. It's good for the soul. Hey, Gavin, thank you for taking the time to talk us through, and obviously all that you're doing there. I'll have to come down to Christchurch and have a look and get my hands dirty.
That'd be great, Simon. Yeah.
Hey, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas, from great looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers, and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.